Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you. This
is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy are back next year. But this week, it's Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review, and we're digging out some nuggets of gold. It's the best bits of Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy driving you home. Good mate of the show, Andy Lee. He's in, talking about his sex life.
Getting a hard time for not having sex.
Wow!
Whoa.
How many times a week are you having sex?
Well, that's the question, Mick. At the moment, we're two.
Twice a week. Is that back to back, or what are you doing? Are you
separating them? Are you having...
We'll take our trip back to Yuendamu.
We were treated to one of the great welcomes, which involved a lot of kids, a lot of dogs at the entrance to Yuendamu, and they'd spelled out beautifully on both sides of the road, welcome, and they'd obviously been working at it in an art shop all day.
But say what they'd done it on. They painted
what was
it.
Brilliant was when you get around the back, you realise they're all car bonnets. Dogs, kids and car bonnets, welcome to Yuendamu.
But coming up next, a man who took a break for 10 years, but back in the spotlight, and we love him, Russell Coit.
Nice to see you, Michael.
And, hello, Russell.
Hello.
And Jane, lovely to see you too.
Lovely to see you too.
Glad to see you. Great to see you again. And just a couple of things. I got my dogs tied up in the foyer. Is that okay?
Well,
that is all right. But
entirely happy about it.
Is it a rope or a proper chain?
It's a rope. But if you could just send someone down with a bag, because Rex is looking a little bit like he's going to, you know. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm noticing off the bat, Mick isn't meeting eyes with me. And Jane, can I just
Let's
explain
not do
why?
This.
What's
well,
going on?
Well,
no, there's a bit of tension between the two of you.
It goes back it goes back a few years back in the mid-90s, I think it was, yeah, when Mick rang me and said, I need to get away, I'm under stress. And he said, how about we go and do a bit of a farm tour up in New South Wales up there? I said, right. You know, we can do some stuff. We can get your hands dirty. You can really live out there.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, we did a bit of, you know, working with steers and a bit of branding. And then we did a bit of castrating of sheep.
Yep.
And I'm pretty quick. And I was teaching Mick how to do it. And he was doing really well.
Yeah.
And let's just say that, well, look, Mick bent over at the wrong time. And
you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, it was a real balls up. And, well, it was a balls off, actually.
Was it the branding or the castrating that was involved?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, and as I said in the ambulance, you know, one is better than, none, okay? So, and I know that you've had plenty of stitches down there.
Well, you know what I have? I've got nudicles now. Do you know what nudicles are?
No.
They are fake testicles. They're used for dogs. I'm sure you would have come across them.
Well, I've got something going on down there. I'm not sure what it is
because
I've had similar problems. I did have a whip cracking incident.
Did I read recently that you've had an animal species named after you?
Jane, that's very good. Look, I'm very proud to say, it's a pygmy possum. Yep, up from the Kimberley there. And yes. Scientists did not know it existed until I backed over it. And and they have named it. You want the Latin?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's Coitus Extinctus. And you can, if you want to see it, it's at the Darwin Museum. It's stuffed. In fact, it was stuffed when I backed over it. But very proud to have that, Jane. Well observed.
And Russell, I've heard that we're going to see some exciting new products that are linked with the series. Is
Jane,
that correct?
So glad you brought this up. This might be a great Christmas present for Mick. I've brought it. You know my G-string? I've brought it out commercially.
Mick would be up for
that. Yeah, I've had it. It's 100% artificial croc skin. I've had it made in Germany, especially imported.
What? Why?
Comes in three sizes.
Yeah,
Ein, Klein, and Schlong. Mick, I'm not sure he's probably, I don't know what size Mick is.
XXL but, Schlong.
But, of course and, he's going to say that.
And I've also brought out a fragrance.
A fragrance?
What?
Well, now
wow, that's now you're talking.
You have my attention.
We had Bublé, we've had Delta. What's yours called?
Mine's called Coit with a K.
Oh, like a Calvin Klein K?
Yep, Calvin Klein K. Now, the top notes are like eucalyptus wattle, and the base notes, the bottom notes are sort of kerosene and a bit of diesel. Don't stand next to an open... Oh, Jane, there's one for the ladies.
Oh, there is.
It's
Thank
called
you.
Coitus Interruptus.
I can't wait to bung that on.
Well, I've got some of it here. Oh. Here it is. Here. Have a smell of this. Have a smell. But how's that smell? It's a combination fragrance and fly spray, and it's a bit stingy when it goes on.
It's a bit stingy.
I feel like I've just been maced.
Yeah, feel on the back of your throat there.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Available, it's not very pleasant.
Available in all good petrol stations. So,
I have to ask you this, and I know you don't like people prying into your private life because you're a public figure, but is there any romance at all going on with Russell Coit.
Well, look, this is tough for Jane.
What do you mean?
Well,
don't bring it up.
Is there something what?
Russell. Well, look, it was back in the back in Tennant Creek. Jane was doing the weather on. Was it you were doing the weather?
Was the weather making the and coffin, community services
and parking the cars and or shifting them around.
Not my first entry into the world.
And one thing led to another, and I just took her out on a bit of a trip down to. We camped out for the weekend.
Right.
And I've got to say, I thought the handbrake was on, and she was in her swag, and went over the top of her. And if that hadn't happened, you may be looking at Miss Jane Coit sitting over there.
Jane Coit.
Yeah, Jane. Yeah, and there would have been a whole little.
It was a very unfortunate chain of events, I have to say.
As I said, don't let a fractured hip come between us.
I've known you to put people down in those circumstances, Russell.
Oh, well, I did. I thought about it.
Well, that would have been great. Is there anything else we need to know? I'm so happy that you've come through. I'm so happy you're back on our screens. Yeah, you look at $1 million.
Where do you like to get away from it all, Russell?
From the people? Where do I go?
Where do you go for a bit of you time?
To get away from the people, I go to Channel 10.
Mix Parker's ass on the couch till January. And Jane's popped over to France for some big strawberries. So we're playing their highlights. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. This one takes us back to May.
Andy Lee is our guest.
I need your help for something.
Yes, please. And fire away.
The help of the great listeners of this show.
They can help.
And yep. I gave you an indication of where this might be going, and I think now you're making me worried, but this is what I love about radio.
Okay, you worried.
You can do things live.
This could blow up
I've
in your
got
face.
The heart fighting.
This could blow up
and
in
you
your
can
face.
Regret it later, but you're in the moment, you're excited, you're getting egged on.
What's
so
happened?
I'm getting in trouble lately at home.
At home?
Yes.
Oh, it's a shame.
What could you be in trouble for, Andrew?
I'm getting a hard time for not having sex enough.
Wow!
Whoa.
Jeez. All right, well.
So let me just get this straight.
Yes.
Hang on. And for all women listening, we just want to get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend,
yes.
Very beautiful Beck.
Very beautiful.
Is complaining and saying that.
Give it up a bit more.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring your A-go.
Yes.
And now I would have thought, you see, a lot of people would think it might be the other way around.
But that's the general
traditionally
thing.
It has been, hasn't it?
And it's
refreshing to hear this.
And I think Beck is the sexiest woman in the world, trust me.
Seen her in a
I can see
lingerie.
Her taking this personally. Don't you? Why doesn't Andy want to be with me?
Well,
why isn't he a generous lover?
Here's my big problem. We're watching The Handmaid's Tale at the moment.
I think we've got to the bottom of it too.
I said to her, you cannot expect, and people who don't know The Handmaid's Tale, you can get it on iTunes or SBS On Demand.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a story about an alternative life where people can't get pregnant anymore. And essentially, women, the people that can fall pregnant, fertile women, are enslaved.
That's great.
Correct.
It's a feel-good rom-com.
And the act is forced upon them.
Yes,
in an attempt to keep mankind going. Now, watching this is not the greatest
not
form
relaxing.
Of foreplay.
However, what I'm fascinated by is
it's not a game of Twister.
Yes,
which we all agree is the best form of foreplay.
But Andy, are you telling me that watching The Handmaid's Tale is actually making Rebecca horny?
No,
because
it's not making.
That's what I would have thought. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, no, Beck. I think Beck 24/7. Beck's happy and horny. she's. That's never been a problem.
God. She doesn't know you're saying this.
No,
does she
doesn't know.
But give us a call, Beck. 1-3-5-3 if you're listening to this.
Sorry,
which is one of the great things I love about her, of course.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The problem is, this thing that we're in the Handmaid's
yes.
Tale,
oh, no,
and
you,
we hadn't watched the first season,
well,
so
big
we're
mistake.
Now binging. We're now binging.
Oh
this
no,
thing.
It's terrible. You can't watch that show
That's
with a man.
Yeah, and I'm trying to wash it down with an episode of The Office after it. But it's not. So
how many times a week are you having sex?
Well, that's the question, Mick. So
just ask our guest.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested to know because I'm worried now.
At the moment we're two. right? Okay. Between 2 and 3, which I thought's not a bad attempt.
How does that differ from when average? You started going out?
Oh, look, when honeymoon period's starting going out, it's
non-stop.
How many times?
You can't talk about that.
It's in the hundreds.
You need a couple of rodeo clowns to separate you on the
Would you like to ask
You go off to your corner, you take your mouth guard out.
Would you like to ask our listeners, Andy?
I want to know what is normal.
What's normal?
What is the average? Just so I can go back to Beck. And just say,
hey, honey, we're really normal.
I'll punch my card for these three, what's normal, while we watch The Handmaid's Tale.
I ask a question. Yes. Does someone else have to be involved? What technically is considered having sex during the week?
No, I'm talking about a couple.
Right.
A normal, loving couple.
Making love. What's acceptable? What's acceptable if you're in a relationship? I don't want Casanovas ringing up. I don't want guys cheating on their partners. You've got to be in a relationship. You're in a relationship. What's normal? Things are going well for you?
Let us know.
What's normal for you? And I guess we're going to have people boasting, so we're going to have to try and take the average, rather. It'll be the mode, not the median, or whatever that was in quantitative methods. I don't know.
And when you say twice a week, is that back to back, or what are you doing? Are you separating them?
Are you
having a midweek, or are you having a matinee occasionally? What are you doing?
Let's come back after this, and we'll take some calls.
Would you mind if I came around once and watched? Just for research purposes.
You'll hear those calls next. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We've just been made aware that Andy Lee is incapable of servicing his girlfriend's needs.
No.
Basically, no, this is
it's
it.
Just,
she's
it's
hanging for it. He can't deliver.
As much as she would
There's
want.
A gaping gap between the expectation and the delivery at this stage.
Yes. He's tired.
So both our lawyers are meeting at the moment and trying to work
to nut out an agreement.
And we must add that
Rebecca did not know that Andy was going to bring this to the table, so to speak, this afternoon.
What could go wrong?
It might resolve something.
So we want to know.
I might be back to zero.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Very well.
What's normal? What's average? What's acceptable? What's not?
I want people outside a honeymoon period. I want people in an established relationship.
Yes.
Let's get it. It's Stephen to begin with. Let's create the norm, Stephen. Are you on my side? I'm sitting around 2 to 3 a week. Where are you sitting? You underperformer.
You underperformer.
Oh, Stephen, what are you saying? Steve.
How many years have you been married, Stephen?
27.
Wow.
And what are you doing on 27 years of marriage?
What was the last year you had sex? I'm guessing 27 in. You're not really.
Hang on.
Exactly.
Not fronting up.
Let Stephen answer.
About 8 times a week.
What?
What day do you go twice?
hang on. Let me explain. When we got married, we were so poor, the only thing we could afford to do for entertainment was exactly that.
Have you just gotten a habit?
Yeah, but, you know, that's amazing, Stephen. I mean, I was poor and bought one board game when I was younger, but I still got bored of playing it.
What day's your matinee? Stephen, what day's the matinee?
Sundays.
The Sunday special. I love Sundays.
Good for you, Stephen.
All right.
Very nice to hear.
Angela, where are you sitting?
I'm going to boast a little. We're still early days. Like, we've been together a year, and we're still going at two times a day.
Wow. 2 times a day?
So when I said, where are you sitting? On top of him. More often than
Precisely.
Not.
Precisely.
Do you have one in the morning to get the game going? Do you get the day up and about, Ange?
Oh, yeah. Nice and early.
Morning!
I knew we'd have show-offs calling up. This is the problem for me.
Can I just go back to Angela? Mm,
yep.
Some mornings, is it you tapping on the shoulder or is it always he tapping you?
Oh, look, we're pretty even fields.
And if you don't feel like it, are you like, well, I know what we're at now, twice a day, we're to keep that keep those numbers up?
Are you filling a quota or something?
Yeah.
You're ticking these off on what happens?
We have a schedule. There's a whole sheet here. We've got a reward system going.
Your partner can win a fluffy toy, apparently, if he performs all right.
Dave, how long have you been married for, Dave?
Look, I've been married for 13 years. I'm going to call bullshit on all those calls. I'm lucky to get once a week.
Yep.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Sunday specials. That's about it.
That's making you look good at this stage. Have you got kids, Dave?
Yep. I've got one little eight-year-old running around, but he goes to bed early.
That changes a lot of things, kids running around.
Mm. Well, how often are you, Jay?
Well, no one's asked me, have they?
I have.
Oh, well, I'm going to take the 10th Amendment. Good stuff. I'm going to hold it right there.
Yeah, fair enough. Jason, we'll move on after we put Jane under the hot lamp very briefly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Jason.
Well, we're both 40, been together 17 years, married 15. It's a daily occurrence. But she's just started a night shift and we come home and there's an hour between maybe me coming home and she going.
Yep.
And we'll get a quick in.
Yeah.
And
the clock ticking. 1 hour. Yeah. Gentlemen, start your engine.
She sounds you've got to do dinner and all that stuff. And then, like, if she comes home and she goes, because I sleep on my tummy, she goes, sometimes I'm trying to roll you over.
Enough information, for God's sake, Jason.
No, that's
we were just asking for a symbol number once a week.
He sleeps on his stomach, got to roll him over the clock's ticking, there's stuff to do.
She's exhausted. We've got 1 hour, just the come shift home work from on. A night
There's battle stations over there. It sounds like they need a pit crew to help them out.
I can't believe how far under I am.
All right.
Scott, one more.
Yep.
Scott.
Afternoon all. Yeah. I got to say, mate, do it as much as you can before you get married, because once you get married, it goes downhill from there.
Drops off steeply, you reckon, Scott?
Scott the philosopher.
Well, mate,
thank you.
I haven't had as much sleep as I had since I've been married. And I've been married for 15 years, so...
Well rested, Scott.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be a hell of a triumph when it comes back. Okay, last one, Julie. Julie, add some sense to this conversation. Julie, am I sitting below average at 2 to 3?
2 to 3 a what?
A week.
A year?
A week.
Oh, no, well, way above average.
Good, Julie.
What's average for you,
I'm
Julie?
I'm 30, we've 34 years.
Yep.
And... initially, when we first married, we had a bit of trouble getting pregnant, so we had treatment. So you had to have your injections, and then you had to have tonight, tomorrow night, and every second night after that.
Yeah, right.
And I'd say, well, for how long? So I reckon he's had his quota. So now it's sort of like, really? Yeah. We actually still have a waterbed. We've had that for 35 years.
All right. Well, that's a stunning understanding of what's going on out there in the neighbourhoods between the sheets.
Yeah, it feels like it's happening a lot more than I expected. And Beck may have a point. And
may have to. I'm not going to say harden up, but yeah.
Well, I'll
you
have
to toughen up.
If anyone sees me driving home really quickly without my pants on.
Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
I think one of the most special trips that Jane and Mick took this year was to Central Australia, to the town of Yuendamu, for Red Dust, which is close to both Mick and Jane's heart.
If you want to lift the skirts on what life is like in the interior of this country, get your sorry ass to Yuendamu.
Well, what a long way to come for just a couple of days. But boy, was it worth it.
And we were treated to one of the great welcomes, which involved a lot of kids, a lot of dogs, at the entrance to Yuendamu, and they'd spelled out beautifully on both sides of the road, welcome, mm-hmm. And they'd obviously been working at it in an art shop all day.
Say what they'd done it on. They
painted what
it.
Was brilliant was when you get around the back, you realise they're all car bonnets. Dogs, kids and car bonnets, welcome to Yuendamu. Get on board.
They must know that I have a lot of children because at one stage they're like, you know, kids hanging off my arms and giving me hugs, and I've got to say it's one of the most
beautiful
experiences.
I thought you were stealing them. I just saw really? Jane run off with 8 children. They're all attached to her somehow.
Oh, they're just beautiful.
They are the most beautiful children.
We were joined in the desert by a dear friend of the show who's been coming on these Red Dust adventures for many years now.
Please welcome Santo Chilaro.
Oh, thank you very much, Santo. You might have to give me my proper name out here, Santo Jagamara.
Jagamara Chilaro.
That's
okay.
My skin name up
that's
here.
That's worlds colliding.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? Jagamara Chilaro.
Can I ask for a skin name? Do you have to be given a skin
name?
No,
you be patient and you get given.
Patient, Mick.
So what would you use it? You can use it. What would you like as a skin name?
Honey Badger?
Word quickly spread throughout Yuendamu that Mick Malloy was in town.
We're in the shop today. I'm just getting a few things.
Mick went white. And what I just realised what had happened.
Yeah.
Because Derek, the copper here, the local copper, who also has got a radio station here, he's got a radio show here as well. He came up to me and he said, I'm just looking for that Mick Malloy. I'd like to do an interview with him. So I've gone up to Mick and I've said, hey, Mick the copper wants to do an interview with you.
Yeah. And you said, what do you mean?
I don't mean. And then tried
to. He said, an interview?
place to see the exit.
We met so many wonderful people in the community, and all of them had a story to tell.
I met a guy who I thought was just a musician, or I don't know, he just a guy that I used to know as he used to play the guitar or something.
Yeah.
But he had just got back from Russia, where he had been employed by Interpol to be a tracker.
Yep, we learnt new things with every person we met.
The kids up here can basically start and manage a fire by the age of 2.
Oh, that's impressive.
That is impressive. Now, my kids could start them at 2.
Yeah.
And senior community members like Ned Hargraves shed light on why fracking is set to damage their connection to the land.
For us, destroying our world, our land, it is disrespected. And I think they can take their fracking and go frack somewhere else.
We also travelled with some very talented people, such as Dan Sultan, who performed live for us.
And I'm waiting for the kingdom.
The kids here, they've let me know how much weight I've put on since Brand New Day, which is very nice of them. You were skinny, weren't you?
I was, and I was also 25. So.
And deadly comedian Shirley Hood was running some challenging comedy workshops for the kids.
It's Walpuri up here, so they speak a totally different language. English is like sometimes their third or fourth language, which is unreal. So doing comedy with Walpuri and then figuring out like how to mix that and like getting interpreters, we've had to work it.
So if I'm going to heckle you, should I heckle you in Walpuri?
You are, brother.
The guys got an offer they couldn't refuse.
A special experience tonight. We might be doing some camping somewhere. And we might
You mean all night, overnight?
Overnight, Jane.
That's what it involves, Jane.
Am I going?
Well, if you would like to go, you can come.
Do we sleep under the stars?
We've got the swags ready to go.
And I'll tell some stories. Do you reckon mine will be better than the locals?
Yeah. And joining Mick, Jane, Santo and local man Raymond under the stars were a few Brumbies.
Obviously, last night we heard the horses sing out.
Yeah.
And they come in into communities looking for water. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they come in and take over and looking for those taps. And
you were telling us last night that they come in, if there's no water around, they'll kick down a tap in the community.
Just to get the water away.
So is it like standover tactics?
Standover horses, are they?
Yeah, they kick down your tap and they go, we'll be back Tuesday. Have some water.
We've left this human head in your bed.
But after a few days of being exposed to amazing culture, beautiful people and epic landscapes, Mick found one downside to the trip.
So rich and so cultural in so many ways, and then has this one deficit that I'm not sure how I can get over. Okay, kids, tell me, what team do you barrack for?
Collingwood.
Magpies.
Tigers.
Richmond.
Collingwood.
Magpies.
Collingwood.
Magpies.
Go Magpies.
Thanks, Yundamu. I'm sure we'll be back.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Hey, it's Dangerous Dave here. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy return next year. This week, we're giving you Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. And coming up this hour, we're going to hear the competition that was launched to christen Jane's toilet. Ah, it's an absolute winner.
Kennedy Malloy gives you a money-can't-buy opportunity. A unique chance to christen a crapper.
We'll take a look at our favourite callers of the year. And just last week, we had a member of Monty Python in studio, Eric Idle.
Why not Sir Eric Idle? I'm sure they would have asked you all the boys 100 times. You're royalty.
Who needs them? You know, Prince Charles asked me if I would be his jester.
But is that for real?
Why the hell would I want a f***ing awful job like that? And he laughed. Give him his due. He did laugh. Yeah. So it is the job of a jester to tell them they're nobody, isn't it?
That was a historical role in the court.
Well, you know, people say, why aren't we knights? Well, we are Sir Robin, Sir Galahad.
Exactly. You've already been there.
But hello, who needs them?
We just found
just
out, I was just
laugh.
Talking to you, you've recently been back to Cambridge, and there is an honour that does mean something to you. Can you tell us what
my college, Pembroke College, made me an honorary fellow. And when you're a fellow of the college, you're allowed to dine there every night. so I'm never going to go hungry as long as I live in Cambridge.
And they do
and
pretty
you can
nicely.
Walk on the grass.
Yes.
They're very nice to me. They're lovely. But, you know, I help them with a bit of fundraising. So, you know.
Well,
nice.
I think that's great. Yeah.
I got an honorary doctorate from Adelaide the other day.
Wow. Good Lord.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking for an honorary patient.
Well, good luck with that. Now, how talk us through the book. What can we expect? Do you do a talking book version of this?
Yeah, it's audio.
Oh, that would be fun. That's you'd be jamming that on in the car.
For the car. I sing.
Full of anecdotes and ribald stories from your time with the guys. Is it? I'm guessing.
Yeah. No. It's a considered. But yes. I wanted it to be funny. Mm-hmm. But it's also quite moving because I know a lot of people who, you know, have passed away and I wanted to talk about them and write about them.
I'm flicking through the pictures and I see a picture of you and David Bowie on the Island of Mystique.
Right.
How does that happen? I've been to Mystique. Jane hasn't. So we won't talk about everything that goes on there in front of her.
Okay. Wow. But, okay, fine. But I met him and I think Bobcat Goldthwait, the comedian.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because he loved to laugh. David loved to laugh. Yes. He laughed all day. And so he loved comedians and he searched them out.
Did he really?
And we were on holiday, I think, not on Mystique, but some other island, St. Bart's.
Yep.
And we were on holiday together and we'd just play these camp dresses every day. He'd go, "Ooh, I love what you're wearing." Where did you get that? Oh, honestly, I've got three of those shirts. And we do that all day, and people say, Shut up!
For bits that came up when we searched the word funny on our archive computer, this is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We love hearing from you guys. You're such a big part of the show. And we've put together a montage of our favourite callers of the year. And this time we're talking about love and relationships.
When has porn popped up unexpectedly?
Inappropriately.
I had a situation back when I was a teenager, had all the family over, aunties, mum, grandmother, decided to put on Rocky One, which they were all excited about, the old VHS.
Everyone gather around the telly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I realised it was the old 3 hour. I had Rocky Two on there as well, and they said, yeah, leave it on, but I didn't realise it was actually taped over a porn. And halfway through, they said, what's this? And all of a sudden, there's a couple going for a flat out. And in a dark
oh,
I couldn't find the remote. No one had the remote.
Oh, no one had the remote.
No one's had the remote. The panic for the remote.
Maybe your nan hit it.
Nan grabbed the tape, I think. They all loved it. I couldn't turn it off in a hurry, but yeah, pretty embarrassing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, most family gatherings are boring, Troy. That sounds like an absolute ripper. Marshall, how did you meet your partner?
Yeah, Mick, we're at a Christmas party and in a secure building and she couldn't get out using the little fob into the door. She couldn't find the hole in the door with the fob.
Yep.
So she's grabbed me to open the door for it. I've opened the door. She turned around, didn't even say thank you. She's vomited all over me.
Oh,
no.
Do you know what?
Really?
I'm taking that as a good sign. Was that?
Well, it was a good sign. We've been married 26 years and got two daughters.
Yeah.
Come on, Marshall.
What have people been getting for Valentine's Day?
Vince, what did you do? Have you got something? Have you organised something for the lady in your life?
Yes, Mick. I'm a happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Thank you. Very kind.
My wife mentioned that she wanted to see 50 Shades Freed. You
50
know?
Shades Freed. Ooh. Jeez.
So I thought I'll just go and buy the tickets and surprise her when she comes back from work today.
Wow. Fantastic.
Hey, Vince, you're up with what the third installment of 50 Shades is all about?
I read the summary, the review in the papers, and they said they get married and they have a child or something to that effect. Yes.
Have you seen the other two films?
Sound very erotic.
We have, yes.
Oh, so, you've seen them. You've watched them. Do you get a bit hot and heavy on the couch, Vince?
It does give inspiration, yes.
Are you expecting a bit of action tonight? Eh?
I'm always positive.
Purchases you may not have shared with your partner.
Lee.
Actually had two Harleys, exactly the same colour. One would stay in the garage and one would stay in the carport, and I'd done the old swapsies.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
So you got two Harley's painted the same so that your wife doesn't know.
Yep. Yeah, one was turbo, the other one was supercar. Oh, you never know. One would come out, one would go in.
To this day, she's convinced you had one motorbike.
Exactly, that's right.
That's hilarious.
Lee, that is painted the same.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, I bought an armoured car.
What? Okay, let's just backpedal a bit here. How did that come about, Rob?
I was talking to a guy that had one that had to get rid of it in a hurry.
It just came up in conversation.
Yeah. So I thought I could slip that one under the net, maybe not get caught. Tied it all up.
Don't get caught with an armoured car. Hey, honey, I've just been out to the carport. Is that your armoured car? Or... Couples who sleep apart at night make their relationships better.
I snore really bad. She moved into the other room. Everything's good.
How's your sex life? Getting here.
Oh, mate, probably better than yours.
Oi! Oh, I doubt that. Considering I'm sleeping with your wife, Aaron. Make me some breakfast in the morning. I'll be in the next room, Aaron.
While the guys take a break, we're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Now, earlier in the year, we learnt that Jane Kennedy doesn't like visitors using her toilet. Mick took notice of that and thought it was about time we launched a brand new competition to christen Jane's toilet.
How are you going, Jane? I'm worried about you. We've been having some conversations about... your privacy
don't
policy
be worried about me,
at
mate.
Your house and
I don't have privacy policy at my house.
Well, we were talking about you were saying that you don't feel people should use your bathroom.
No, I wasn't as blatant as that. I was just saying when you go over to someone's house to visit, it's probably not the time you think, oh, I wouldn't mind going and have a big old poop.
Right.
You don't use the toilets here at work or
well, yeah, I do.
But you try not to. Well, you do.
Well, sometimes I have to go, but I don't like to do it on a plane.
Anyway, it's been concerning to me, your attitude. And
really?
Yeah, it has. Here's a recap of a conversation that we had. I think it was on yesterday's program. Not only do you not use a public toilet or a toilet on a long-haul plane, but you honestly expect if people come round to your house that they don't use your toilet.
Not to do number two. Don't do it in my house.
Well, what if you have to?
What's wrong with you?
Say, for instance, you come round to your place and cop some of your cooking. And we all know that can get a bit fiery. And then you go, oh, excuse I. And if you see me wander off and grab the Sunday Age and disappear for 20 minutes, are you telling me that is not...
Not acceptable.
You have a mental problem.
No, I don't.
I'm going to get a psychologist in here.
I'm just a cleanliness problem.
You use the disabled one, don't you?
A smell problem and a cleanliness problem.
You know what
problem.
You have to do? We have an intervention. We're all going to come around and use your toilet.
Good luck with that. We are going to come around.
I'm going to have some beef.
I'll lock it.
Rigatoni.
I'm going to put a deadlock on it.
Okay.
I think you're trying to say beef vindaloo.
Vindaloo. What I go? Beef rigatoni. Oh, don't laugh. Now, I thought about this, either a psychologist or an intervention, because I think you have a problem. But then I had a better idea.
What?
Check this out.
We've given you amazing concert experiences.
You have two Bon Jovi tickets.
That's why you are the best radio station always.
And thousands of dollars cash.
Yes! You beauty!
Now, Kennedy Malloy gives you a money can't buy opportunity, a unique chance to christen a crapper. Jane Kennedy loves people backing one out in her bathroom.
Not acceptable.
It's not a display item. It's not. It's a functional piece of the house.
We all do it.
It's attached to plumbing,
you
Jane.
You just don't do it when you go to someone's house.
We all do it.
You could take a delightful dump, lop off a log, or peacefully paint the porcelain.
You're a fair dinkum idiot.
Just light a match when you're done.
You're exhausting.
Make Jane blush with the amount she'll have to flush.
You're a terrible man.
We'll load you up with a spicy chicken tikka and your copy of Penthouse and give you a clear 20 minutes to do your worst on Jane Kennedy's throne.
It's not unusual for people to have hang-ups about toilets. You'd seen what I'd seen in my life.
Your chance at a triumphant turd in Jane's toilet.
Not to do number two. Don't do it in my house.
Well, what if you have to?
What's wrong with you?
Kennedy Malloy's Rage Against the Latrine.
Do it at home.
I've done it at open
control
inspection.
Control yourself.
Win your way to the smallest room in Jane's house.
Yeah, I love Triple M, you rock.
Coming soon to the station that's full of shit.
Do you see what I have to put up with?
Triple Flusher. Oh, I mean, Triple M.
I am horrified.
What do you mean?
How dare you?
It's out there now.
How dare you and Marshy get together and put that to disgrace?
Well done, Marsh.
I would say a well-earned break, but it is Mick and Jane that we're talking about here. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Time for another Work Experience Kit Josh review.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Wow, that's fancy.
It is. Oh, I've pulled
Hello,
out all
Josh.
Stops.
We're, hi, just, Jane.
We're trying to fluff your pillows. We're trying to introduce you to a expectant public.
Yep.
And we want to lay the groundwork so that you can
we have an
dazzle.
Official job. You know, you're our show reviewer.
You're a show reviewer.
So what, have you, official reviewer now,
what have we sent you to see so far?
Well, you sent me to see Swan Lake.
Swan Lake, that's right. Check.
Celine Dion, of course.
That's, yep. That's
and
cool.
Mamma Mia.
And Mamma
the
Mia.
The movie, mm. Yeah.
And you actually too. Haven't Mamma been too. Too dismissive of any of them so far, have
no,
you?
I enjoyed a lot of them.
So, this time we decided to send you to see The Book Club.
Yes.
And hopefully this will test your patience. You didn't go gold class, did you?
No, of course not.
And you've kept a receipt?
Yeah.
Because I'll be needing a receipt. Now, you've done a review and we'll play the review and then we'll come back off the back of it and talk about it. Okay?
Let's
you're
have
prepared
a
to take some questions?
You look a bit nervous.
Here we go.
Listen.
So, oh boy. I guess I'll just get some things out before I start. I want to thank you guys for the gold class ticket to this marvelous movie. The food, the service, the chairs, they were reclinable.
They were.
But it wasn't all peaches and cream. I still had to sit through this experience.
I haven't had sex since my divorce and it's been the happiest 18 years of my life. Okay.
Honestly, it was an hour and 45 minutes of grandma sex. I'm not joking. The movie was rated M, but it really should have been rated O for old. I am scarred for life.
Are you thinking about tying me up?
What?
Nothing, it's just something I was reading about.
It started with four women who become extremely successful and rich, but every month they still get together for book club. Now, Jane Fonda finds all these recent books boring, so she decides to bring out the big guns. 50 Shades of Grey.
I mean, the things Christian does to her. My God.
And what follows, well, honestly, it's not pretty. Basically, the books make them so horny that they decide to restart their sex lives. So I'll briefly wash over each storyline. Diane meets her love interest on a plane. I kid you not, the guy is the same one as Fernando from the Mamma Mia film. He's the same guy.
Love a man in uniform.
Your husband just died.
All of these movies you're sending me to have the same format and similar cast. O for old.
Wow.
One of the characters, a federal judge, decides to go on Bumble, a dating site, and just has sex with a bunch of men.
Normal people don't go trolling for dates online.
You do.
Yeah, I rest my case.
Well, maybe he's your Christian Grey.
He is a bald tax attorney.
Another woman, Carol, is having trouble with her husband's erectile dysfunction, and because she's so horny, decides to put Viagra in his beer. She spiked his drink for sex. Are these the lessons you guys want to teach me?
Sir, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle.
I don't think that's a good idea, officer.
I mean, listen to this crap. It was enough to put me off my gold class chalk top.
Is it as good as you remember?
Maybe better.
And if all of this wasn't bad enough, Carol does a tap dance number to a Meatloaf song with her husband. And this makes him so horny that he finally has an erection. Honestly, there's so much more I could say. But I wouldn't want to scar the listeners. I mean, spoil the movie. Thanks, guys, for traumatizing me. Josh.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
you do look traumatized. It was a long hour and a half, wasn't it?
The longest hour and 45 minutes I've ever spent.
What were the other people in the audience like? Were they...
Exactly the same as the cast.
They really? Were just...
It
a
was
bunch
just
of old ladies.
Me and like a bunch of old ladies.
Oh no!
and did you think they were fired up when they left?
Oh, so
oh my God!
Has a
Mick.
Yuck.
Please, I left early for that reason.
You watch, I
no,
said,
did you
Jane,
see
lady?
The
no,
early?
No, 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 no,
what is
early
wrong
for
with
the
you?
Credits. They stayed for the credits, obviously,
oh, they
for the post talk.
No, it takes them that long to get out of their chair.
A reviewer stays for the credits. You need to know that.
In
stuff.
This case, though, that sounded like, not pretty traumatic and.
A traumatic experience indeed.
Oh, well, someone's got to do it. How many stars? What's your system? Don't even have a system yet.
Is it out of 10 or 5?
I think it's a five. It's a stars review.
Yes.
And well, obviously, one star for the gold class.
Not happy about that.
No,
you're supposed to give rank and file like everyone else.
But I just keep it at one star for the gold class.
One star.
Oh, brutal.
He's finally turned. He's gone scathing. Well done, Josh.
Right. I like that.
Nick Parker's ass on the couch till January. And Jane's popped over to France for some big strawberries. So we're playing their highlights. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. This one takes us back to August.
Marshy's joined us in the studio. Hi, guys. You, Marshy?
I'm very well.
So what brings you to the studio today, my friend?
Well, I made up a little something that I've come across. One of the joys each day at the end of the show, I'm sure it's a big joy for you guys, is when I come in here with an armful of scripts after each show and ask you to...
We've got the engine running out the front.
Yeah.
We're grabbing everything. It's like the evacuation of Saigon.
But we're generally pretty cooperative. Yeah.
And I try to get you to record a few lines for me for some promos. But what I do love about them is some of the outtakes, some of the bits that are in the recording that...
You've been keeping
this.
I've kept a little file.
Is that ethical? I don't know if that's ethical.
Well, I've learned a lot.
You talk about ethics.
Shut up.
Steady on.
I've learned a lot from these outtakes. I thought I'd put together a little bit of a montage of some of the lessons I've learned from these outtakes.
After you probably should have run that by us before you came.
Yeah, possibly.
I took out all the defaming ones.
Okay.
All right. I will see you. I like you, Marshy.
I might too.
All right, let's have a listen. Okay. This is outtake.
You good?
Yep.
Lessons I've learned from Mick and Jane so far in 2018. Lesson one, there's always a better one in the tank.
We ask what body parts you're hanging on to.
You could probably do it better.
Lesson two, always look busy when someone's in the airlock that you don't want to talk to.
Oh, should we look around the
plant we're working?
Lesson three, feedback is always appreciated.
Coming up this week, British comedy legend Catherine Tate.
A little less shrilly.
Shut up! Or I'll get very shrilly.
Lesson four. Headphones are hard to use.
Oh, sorry, I can't hear my headphones.
I can't hear
myself. Oh, I know why.
Wrong headphones.
Jesus.
Lesson five. Always stay on topic.
The Logie nominations are out. Why did I not get one? What happened? Who got in our category?
No one, because they've dropped a whole comedy category.
So there's no sports category?
No.
There's f***ing 100 sports shows on telly.
Well, something like that, isn't it? Sports events, there's no sports show. There's no outstanding comedy anymore.
There's no light entertainment.
I need to get rid of a few, but I would have thought a whole f***ing sports...
It's all reality show f***ing bullshit.
Lesson six, sharing is caring.
What a treat to have Diesel perform live for us.
Shouldn't I do that? What a treat to have Diesel perform live for us.
Don't worry about it. Do you want to do the Logies as well, do you,
no.
John? Shouldn't you do that?
And lesson seven, most of all, there's a lot of love in this team.
Don't hurry back, Mickey. Yeah, Mickey. Oh, dear.
Wow.
I will see you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.